It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tobin Leroy. Tobin is out. Unfortunately, he is out today. We will all be out Monday celebrating Labor Day, like hopefully you will be. But if for some reason you're on the road running some last-minute errands or getting from point A to point B, we will have a best of available for you guys to listen to. So you get your daily dose of silly sauce there. For your daily source of silly sauce here, say that three times fast, it is your boy, Frog Boy, here with Leroy, J-Fig in the back. Let's get him some headlines, shall we? These headlines are brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store, Palmetto Ford?
We know trucks.
As we talked about in the first hour, Mike McDaniel signs an extension with the Miami Dolphins that'll keep him as the head coach until 2028. That is around the same, if I'm not, I believe Stun Steve is a person who texted me that this keeps him in Miami through the same season that Tua was extended to. Officially having them conjoined at the hip, and which I pointed out to Stun Steve, hopefully the good hip. Hopefully the good one. he had a last year's number one ranked offense. First time the Miami Dolphins had done that since 1994, and they also had their first back-to-back playoff appearances in 23 years. Let's see if they've updated to see if any financial details have come out from this. It says he will be making a bajillion dollars this upcoming season, so that is cool. Still looking for more details on the exact specifics of it, but what do you think, Leroy? You think he's going to buy another watch? You know, that was his big purchase.
I think he already has everything. Now it's just a matter of coaching.
Yeah.
Right.
He has a nice shades. He has a nice watch.
Because, you know, coaches don't get signing bonuses. You just get extended. So.
It's a good story, though. You know, he goes from Broncos ball boy to one of the highest paid coaches in the league. So.
I mean, it's not that he didn't earn it. You know what I'm
totally
saying?
Totally did. Yeah. So, mixed reviews. You know, a lot of people prior to this.
But I don't understand why, you know, like. People say don't extend him unless he win the Super Bowl. You never have a coach. Crazy.
Yeah, for sure.
But that's the way people are making it sound like. What are you doing? You got a better option?
No, but I can understand and respect the opinion of a person who says, let's wait until after this season before we do it. But then I can understand where I know you'd say, well, that price goes up then. You know, that
it has him extending a coach has no effect on anything monetarily from the team. And just because you get extended don't mean you can't get fired. Like, I don't understand what the problem is.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? Like, you can still fire your coach. The last coach, Flores, got fired with years left on his contract.
Yep.
So what are we talking about? It's not like the players. The players get cut, you get nothing. You don't get your – you can sign a 10-year contract, and as soon as that signing bonus, they can take the hit off of that. They can cut you. You don't get another penny of it.
Now, does Javon Holland see this and is like, what the hell? What's going on here?
Now, the coach getting signed has nothing to do with his money. Mm. Nothing.
So you don't think he's
going to feel – It has nothing to do with salary cap. It has nothing to do with any of that. But I will say this.
Yeah.
As soon as As soon as the roster gets settled in. So they might have to bring an offensive lineman or a defensive lineman in. So they probably have a few million that they're going to see. As soon as that's taken care of, they're going to go to him and sign him to a deal. But first and foremost, they have to figure out after the first couple of weeks, we better get some help here. We better get some help here. We better work out a trade here. We better do this to try to shore up, you know, the things that we need to take care of right now. And that might require money. So that's why, like, Javon Holland probably shouldn't worry a little bit as much as people think, you know, he should.
Yeah. No, it makes sense. It definitely does. I understand the continuity that Stephen Ross is attempting to build. I understand, you know, whatever concerns people may express, but I think everyone pretty soon is going to feel like this was the right move.
Like, let me just say this. One of the worst qualities of a fan, okay, is if it don't work out right away, you want to change.
Yeah.
That ain't the way to go in sports, to keep having turnover. And for some reason, they don't, like, they can't comprehend that. Right? Most of your successful football organizations have consistency at the GM, consistency at the coach, consistency at the quarterback. Those are facts. Just go around, look.
Yeah, for sure. Usually, you know, we talked about Brady was quarterback for 20 years, Belichick, this, you know, all right. These people are put in place for
Let's even look at the Dolphins.
Yeah.
When the Dolphins were most successful, GM, quarterback, coach. Okay?
Yeah.
You look at, I would say even go to some of the other organizations. You look at San Francisco when they had their run. Pittsburgh when they had their run. Look at Pittsburgh now. They got a coach that ain't never had a losing season. They want to run him out of town. Because he ain't won a Super Bowl. Okay, you want to start that process over? Like, I get it. Everybody want to win a championship. I understand that. I'm not mad at you for wanting to win a playoff game. I'm not. But also sit back and say, what gives us the best opportunity to accomplish this? For 2 years, I've been fighting about it. They say, let's get another quarterback. Let's get who? Who? Like, you always want to change players and get new players, but you never have an answer as to who. You just say anybody. Oh, we can go get another quarterback, then draft the quarterback until in this offense? No. Don't work like that.
No, trust me. I named every possible option, and it was never a good one.
They were all garbage.
But they were mobile, though. Remember that? That was good. What a fun summer.
Yeah, but this offense is not built on mobility.
No.
This offense is built on quick, accurate passes, which limits your talent pool, probably cuts 75% of it.
Yeah.
Okay? Hey, you know what? Bring Jameis Winston in. He could push Tua. No, he can't.
Mm. Tannehill.
Bring Ryan Tannehill. No, he can't.
Nostalgia.
No, he can't. Because Ryan Tannehill's never been that kind of quarterback. In fact, Ryan Tannehill has been accused of holding the ball too long. Now, let me ask you this. You want that in your backfield with that offensive line?
No.
Okay.
But I'd rather that than Skylar Thompson. But we're not here for that. Ryan Tannehill is not a man. We're not here for that. We talked about Mike McDaniel securing that money on another person who you thought I was talking about earlier who secured that bag. Finally, one of the stranger NFL contractual standoffs is finally coming to an end. Brandon Ayuk will remain a San Francisco 49er.
Did you really say Ayuk?
Ayuk. After this long-ass, disgusting...
You know what? You know what's insult to injury?
What?
These players are holding in.
Yeah.
Like, so they can't get fined, but they ain't doing nothing.
Really? And it's been like, he's been like,
that would be the equivalent to me being in a dispute with Odyssey and Lynn. Yeah. And I just show up and don't talk.
It's just, I'm just, I'm here. Well, I mean, you can't say I'm not
still
showing up.
I'm still getting paid for today's work, but I'm not talking.
And every time we go to you, we're like, Leroy, what do you think of this? You just nod your head. Just like, that's actually what you do during That's a Win, That's a Loss. If that was you the entire show.
I have bitten on a lot of show ponies' bits.
Yeah.
To the point where it has made me incensed and angry and so pissed off that a professional who loves talking about sports is talking about toes and stuff like that being a catalyst for good football. Right?
Yeah. Gotta watch.
But I'm not playing. But I'm not playing That's When That's Lost. Because here's the deal. Right? You ain't never right. Never. Your team could end up 11-6.
Yeah.
Right? But it ain't never the 11 wins that you picked.
No, never.
Never.
Never are you accurate 100%.
Right. So, like, it's a wasted. It's just, let's mess with Leroy.
Except for this year, though. Let's do it. This year, I'm 100% sure that my picks are going to go through. Although I forgot what they were.
Yeah, I got you. So, yeah.
He secured that Munyon for a 4-year deal worth $120 million with $76 million guaranteed. Leroy, would you like to hear who the highest paid wide receivers in the NFL are now following this deal?
I know what they are.
All right, let's see.
He's the fifth receiver to get over $30 million a year.
He is.
So it's him, it's CeeDee Lamb, it's...
What order, though? I need order.
The highest paid...
Yeah.
...is CeeDee Lamb.
No.
He's not? Hold on.
Yeah. Close. He's second. CeeDee Lamb is second.
Wait. So... Jefferson hasn't signed.
No, Jefferson is number one.
Oh, then he's number one.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Jefferson's number one.
Yep.
CeeDee Lamb's number two.
Yeah.
Ayuk is number three.
Nope.
Tyreek's number three then.
He is not.
They're pretty close.
They are. They're actually him and Ayuk are.
It's the same amount, $30 million, right? Yeah, yeah. So that's why
they can be interchangeable.
But there's
for sure.
One more. There's one more.
There's two more above both of those guys. Honestly, it shocked me a little bit.
Go ahead.
A.J. Brown is third.
Oh, I forgot about him.
Right? Dang. Yeah, I know. And he's good. He's a dog.
Yeah.
Amon-Ra St. Brown has a little bit more than Tyreek.
He just signed, too.
He did, yeah. So
it's all guys that just signed.
Exactly. Waddle comes in after that, and then Davante Adams rounds out the list.
And Davante Adams was the first one to sign out of everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, you know, sometimes it's like good because you can set the market, but then a year goes by and there's seven receivers above you, and you're like, damn.
But he's keep in mind.
Yeah.
Who's the stud? A.J. Brown's the stud on that team.
No, okay, but Devontae Smith is different than Davante Adams because Davante.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I thought it was Devontae Smith was the first one to sign.
No,
he signed this offseason.
Yeah, but no.
And everybody was saying, look at the money he got.
No, I thought you were talking about Davante Adams last year.
No, I meant Devontae Smith. Gotcha. But Davante Adams, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That's why I'm like, you know.
Yeah. He just wasting, listen.
He's wasting away.
He in Vegas. He ain't got to worry about rain or snow or nothing like that. But he just, yeah.
And it really is a black hole. Randy Moss spent some time over there. Jerry Rice spent some time over there.
Yeah.
Warren Sapp spent
some
time over there.
Keep in mind, though, dude, when in the 80s and 90s, they were the real deal.
No, they were the real deal, for sure.
Yep. And they still based, like, their whole thought process was what Mike McDaniels is now. Speed.
Yeah.
If you could run, the Raiders were drafting you.
Yeah, see, that's a bit of the criticism that Chris Perkins was giving Chris Greer yesterday when he was on the Joe Rose Morning Show, essentially saying that there is no identity that Chris Greer has. He just kind of adapts to the coach that he has, as opposed to a Baltimore who determines, like, we're tough. Whether you're our coach, whether you're, you know, the players we draft, you're going to be tough like Baltimore, like Pittsburgh.
But here's the deal.
Yeah.
But they are.
Yeah.
They say we're going to be the fastest team in the NFL.
No, that's it. So
that's their identity.
That's,
like,
but well, that's Mike McDaniel's identity. Like,
maybe you don't. But here's what I will also say to defend Perk.
All right.
Okay? Because fast don't win in December and January.
That's true. That is true.
And I've been saying this for a couple of years. There comes a time in every game when you got to line up, buckle your chin strap, and get a first down. Are they capable of doing that? Hmm. Not with the sideways runs, not with the quick passes, but I'm saying, hey, all we need is a first down and we're going to run it down your throat. The teams that can do that,
yes,
are the teams that usually have the most success in December and January. That's a fact, because at any point in time, they can end the game. So that's why we talk about, that's why Perk talks about the physical teams. When you look at what Baltimore is, what Pittsburgh is, what...
Believe it, Kansas City was more physical than us. Right, exactly. This guy's Kansas helmet broke.
But here's the deal. Kansas City got sneakily good on defense.
Yeah.
And while we was concentrating on
how bad their
Patrick Mahomes and not having no receivers, the defense was locking everybody down. So, like, having Patrick Mahomes was great, but last year, you tip your cap to that defense last year.
Yeah. And even, like, small parts that you wouldn't expect, like Pacheco running, like, he was just always angry.
Like, he just arms and legs just running, right? Running. But that's it. That's part of being, you don't, listen, hold on now.
Yeah.
You don't have to be big to be tough.
Very true.
Like,
it helps, though. Oh, it helps, though.
Sure. You see, you think Baltimore did something for their identity going to get Henry?
Yeah, for sure. Philly did the same thing. They added Saquon.
Right. So understand the teams that are considered contenders have gotten a guy not for the moments where – you know, the quarterback throw for 300 and run 400.
Yeah.
Like, you can have those in September and October and November, okay?
Yeah.
But when you get into December
January.
And November, late November and January, and you're trying to win a championship, and you turn around and look and say, we got Henry.
Yeah.
We got Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
Right?
And then we're going to be like, we got OBJ. Not the same. Actually,
and look, you, again, I'm gonna say this.
Yeah,
you don't have to have a big back to do it.
Ooh, big back.
But your mentality as an offensive unit has to be able.
Yes.
To handle those situations. So we'll see. It'll present itself earlier in the season.
Yep.
And we'll see where Mike McDaniel decides to do and that offense decides to do it. They're going to still try to throw those little quick passes.
Those swing passes.
We're going to line up and try to run it down your throat.
Well, we'll find out when the season begins. But before that season can begin, we have another one beginning tomorrow. The Canes will take on the Gators. We'll look at the lines, see if we can put a couple chili peppers on that thing. We'll do that and more when we come back on the Tobin and Leroy Show. Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show, live on YouTube, Twitch, Miami 560 WQAM. Hey, all those country fans out there, the great country show, Stars and Strings, is coming back to Hard Rock Live on November 14th. We've got a chance for you to win tickets to see Jordan Davis, Riley Green, Parker McCollum, and more. To enter, text the word LIVE to 20357. That's LIVE, L-I-V-E, to 20357. You could win a pair of tickets to see Stars and Strings. Leroy.
What's up?
Can I get a weather report, please?
Hey.
Yes.
So, I don't know what the hell's going on out here in this South Florida.
All right.
But the winds look like they're now coming from still coming out of the East, Southeast. But it was sunny this morning, and then when the show started, it was pouring. Hmm. Now it's sunny again. I'm going to say winds are 12 to 15 miles an hour out of the East, Southeast. It is partly cloudy, but it's waves of rain coming through, and there are heavy rains every now and then. Mm. And it's about, I'm going to say right around 90, 85, 90 degrees, but it's weird weather because it's not anything that, you know, it's just rain. No storms or nothing in the, you know. I don't know.
No, I completely agree. It is like, you know, cloudy here. J-Fig mentioned it's cloudy by her and Kendall. And I'm looking at the weather report now. It does say isolated thunderstorms. So some areas are probably receiving like mass amounts of rain and everything else is like preparing for it because it does have scattered thunderstorms. It has it listed at 88 degrees. What direction did you say the wind was coming out of, Leroy?
Out of the south, southeast, or east, southeast.
Yeah, they got east, southeast at 13 miles per hour right now. Chance of rain, 30%. Like I mentioned, 88 degrees.
30%?
Yeah.
Tell you what the change was. The chance of rain by my house was.
Yeah.
Keeping it 100. It already rained.
Well, all right.
You mean 30% chance that's going to rain some more?
Yeah, I can't trust them. That weather report is brought to you by...
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Benjamin and Dover Law Firm, your accident attorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-95.
Weather's good up north. Fonz is in Orlando.
Orlando, nice. I mean,
he was gonna try to go to the game. I tried to get him some tickets, but
yeah. What? Look, I tell you, I was there this past Sunday, and that's similar. Raining here, not raining there. Thunderstorm here, thunderstorm there. That kind of was with us on Sunday right before we got the show started. Crowder and I at the Funny Bone. So I was kind of worried. I was like, oh, the rain's gonna probably deter people, but no, it was still pretty solid turnout because just like down here, the rain stopped. You know,
right.
So hopefully that happens, continues to happen today. Do have one more liner, though. I know I've been reading quite a bit of them, and then we'll take a quick break and we'll come back with some Chili Peppers. So at the very least, we can win you some damn money. But you can join us. You can join the WQAM on air staff at Smoke on the Water in Weston for Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars on Wednesday. You know, I've never really had I know Cuban cigars are good, but.
You know why I don't like cigars? It's weird.
Yeah.
I don't like cigarettes, cigars, wacky tobacco. I don't like the smoke that I put in my own face.
Yeah, I think that's an athlete thing.
I don't like hands near my face. The smoke, it just feels like it's smothering me. So I never got into any of that.
That's all right. You like whiskey, though.
Yeah.
All right. Well, perfect. On Wednesday,
Don't be having that booty whiskey.
Nah, we don't need that. That tastes like ash.
Oh my!
That expensive whiskey that tasted horrible.
The guys came over the house. I got a nice bottle of scotch. Yeah. We all poured a glass, right? We're like, "This is garbage." I wanted to take it back and beat some guy over the head with it.
On Wednesday, September 25th,
Forrest Gump. Taste like cigarettes.
It got horrible reviews from you and Tobin, so I'm positive that was just as bad as you guys had mentioned. I'm a Woodford Reserve guy, even though I think that's like bourbon, but I also take Jameson, Irish whiskey. I like whiskey. Never necessarily had a real cigar to tell you what cigar I like, but I have the opportunity to do both on Wednesday, September 25th, presented by Edmore's Sawgrass Auto Mall. Enjoy fine whiskey, a good cigar, and Dolphins, Canes, Heat, and Panthers conversation with the WQAM staff. It's free to attend. You just got to RSVP at WQAM.com. which will get you an invite. And it also gets you a complimentary cigar. Must be over 21. Drink responsibly. Talk sports with WQAM on-air staff at Whiskey Stars and Cigars Wednesday, September 25th at Smoke on the Water in Weston. Again, that is presented by Ed Morris, Sawgrass Auto Mall, sponsored by the injury law firm of Judah and Cohen. Jesus. All right. With that being said, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break and come back and see if we can win some money this weekend for the Hurricanes and the Gators. Some chili peppers, baby. That and much more when we come back on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
Be careful, though.
It's spicy.
Why is it spicy?
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. When you hear this sound, when you hear the spice heating up, that can mean one thing and one thing only. It is time now for us to look at chili peppers, also known as ridiculously, there you go, thank you, we did that together, ridiculously outrageous bets that may or may not make me a millionaire by Monday. As of right now, we are 0-36 when it comes to these. But hey, you know what they say? 37 times the charm. I believe that's something they said. I may or may not have heard that before. So the game we will be examining is tomorrow, 3:30 p.m. It is the University of Miami heading all the way to Gainesville to take on the Florida Gators. Now, it is a whiteout game for the Gators, although the people dressed in whites will be your Miami Hurricanes. In an all-time petty move, they decided, you know what, whiteout game, who cares? We're the ones dressed in all white. So let's see if we can use that to our advantage. Looking at some spreads and totals, who cares? Let's go ahead and get to what the hell we're here for. We got to put together a parlay, ladies and gentlemen. We got to put together something, again, that'll make me some money off the least possible thing. Now, I think 100% the Hurricanes are going to win. So let's go ahead and begin our parlay with saying that, by the way, we're putting $10 down on this parlay. No matter what it is, we're going to go ahead and put together multiple legs to this. Just $10, though. I'm not trying to take all your money. But straight up, we know the Miami Hurricanes will win this, so we'll begin there. Miami Hurricanes, the favorite right now at minus 135 on the Hard Rock Bet app. Leroy, do you agree to starting there in regards to we think the Canes are going to win, so let's just start off with Canes straight up.
No.
What? So you want to go,
okay,
go spread.
So they're 1.5 or 2.5 point favorites?
2.5 as of right now.
2.5.
Yeah.
And what?
Take the.
And what if you get the 2.5?
Yeah.
How much?
2.5 is 110 minus 110.
So, was like it's a field goal.
Yeah, essentially.
You think they're gonna win by a point?
No, I know. So yeah, you know, I guess that makes sense. So
we'll go. why pay the extra $25?
I see what you're doing here. All right, so then we're going for the spread then. Easy peasy. But that hurts my heart, though, because I just want to be confident, and I just want to yell out swag as I win. But it's fine. No, we'll do that. We'll keep it, cool, I guess. We'll keep it.
What's the over-under?
All right, for total points or 54.5?
54.5. Wow, that seems high.
You think so? You think so?
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to go under on that one?
I think it's going to be somewhere along the lines of, I would say, 27-20.
Total? Oh, no, I got you. 47 total in that sense. All right, they got 47.5. What are we thinking?
I don't know if Florida can score that many points.
Yeah, I'm not confident in them. You know, we're going to be on the road as well, so I understand that it may be a little bit harder.
So it could be a 20-17 or 20-14 game or
all right, man,
24-20 game. You know what I mean?
We're doing the under then, baby. We're doing the under on the total points. I'm liking it.
Is that minus 110 also?
No, actually, that's plus 160.
Really?
No, I'm sorry. I went to the total.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
No. That's minus, for the under is minus 115.
So, see, a lot of people betting the under.
A lot of people betting the under. All right. See if I can get some parlays, so like involving some actual players here. I don't see anything listed.
Can't do player props.
Why can't I do player props?
This is college.
Oh, get out of here, dude. I'm playing with these players on college football. There's NIL deals galore. You mean to tell me I can't? Oh, this is going to ruin my season. All right, that's fine. Then, you know what? Then I have to add like these weird like team bets then for everything. Like how many times can I bet total points? We get it, dude. Okay, so then how about this? We'll do game specials just to add to the value. Total points, do you think it's going to be an odd number at minus 155 or an even number at plus 120?
Just the total ended up odd or even?
Is it going to be odd or
even?
You want to avoid that?
That's a degenerate bet.
I mean, I can't bet on a player. You know,
if I'm betting red, black.
Yeah. See?
Right? If I'm betting red, black, I'm not going to bet it at minus money.
So then, yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Even is at plus 120.
You know why?
Why is that?
Because
touchdowns are 7-3.
Go look at all the scores of the football games yesterday.
Okay.
Most of them end up on odd.
Now I have to look at this. Okay. So, based off of yesterday,
give the score.
51 for the totals. 51, 45, 59, 51. The only one that I know, Arkansas ended 70-0.
One.
Yeah. That really is, I think, the only one. I think Colorado as well. Damn. All right. But you know, we're building a parlay, so even if it's necessarily favored, that's okay. You know, we're adding it.
You can't keep getting 135s.
This one's minus 155. So we're avoiding that. Okay, so we're going to, then you want to do first half spread. How about that? What about first half winner? How about that? Ooh, first half winner. Florida plus 110. Miami minus 140.
No.
Killing me, Leroy. You're killing me.
No, I just don't like those bets.
I mean, there's not too much I can do. I can break it down by halves, quarters. They're not even giving me anything on game specials. I can't bet on the children. What the hell are we doing here? If I can't gamble on the children, what are we doing here? All right, so you know what then? First half winner, I feel like I'm going to pick the Canes, baby. I'm going to go full Canes, bro. This is a full Canes, bro, bet. And second half winner, if I think the Canes are going to win the first half, because they could win the first half so much and then, you know, take their foot off the gas in the second half and end up losing the second half. So
well, it was a blowout in the first half.
Yeah, and then the second.
Then they're playing conservative, another team playing catch up, and they score 20. But
we're going to try to dust them, right, Leroy? We're going to try to because it's a rival game.
Hey.
Yeah.
You listen.
Yeah.
Make your betting makes sense. Do you want to win or you just want to bet?
I think I just want to bet. Can I add this?
That's why you and Tobin. You and Tobin can go and play your $7,000 parlays.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
And I'm going to just nickel and dime them. You know what I'm saying?
What about second half total points?
No.
Come on.
If you're going to bet second half total points, then you just do live betting.
Because
then you'll get a better feel for the game.
Okay, but hypothetically, though.
No. What are you doing?
Over or under 23.5 points? You know, you think they're
gonna... So here's the other thing.
Yeah.
Look at the other, like, games. Do a parlay with the Canes and the other games on Saturday.
The only one I'd be willing to do, because it has value in this show, would probably be Michigan. You know, I'd go to
Michigan. What about Georgia-Clemson? That's tonight, right?
Is that tonight? I don't think it's tonight. It's too good of a game to be tonight. Is that possible? No, that's tomorrow at noon, actually.
Tomorrow at noon. Get that party started right.
See, but this is my thing, though. If I put that on my parlay, right, and, like, something doesn't hit, then that takes away from my 3:30 experience.
Then you gotta hurry up and follow that thing up.
See, this is how I end up like a degenerate. I gotta live bet it just to catch up from my mistakes.
No, then you just go on another parlay.
But if I bet on the Michigan game, it's at 7:30, and then like the Canes game, I'm watching like maybe my bets will come true, and then they do, and it's like I still have hope for 7:30.
Yeah.
Right. Let me just look at Michigan real quick. Just want to take a quick look at Michigan, see if I could potentially add.
I told you, I don't know.
Yeah.
Because they've had, I mean, you get 15 guys drafted, you have no idea who's playing.
Can I do rushing yards? Is that something I can't even do, like, rushing yards? Game to go to overtime. No way it's going to overtime. But minus 15,000?
Yeah, to not go to overtime,
there's
right.
There's no value in there.
Right.
Yeah, might as well not even bet that one. I can't even do rushing yards? This is horrible, dude. Okay, the last thing that I'm going to add to it, just what about Michigan? No, Michigan straight up is minus 1,800.
So what is the, what, they got to be like 15, 20 point favorites?
21.5.
21.5.
Oh, gosh.
That's what I'm saying.
But I need to add value, dude. I think Fresno State is going to cover the spread. Minus 120.
Yeah, because
they got a new coach. They got a turnover. You know, I don't know, man. Plus 900, though. You know, winner, Fresno State. You know, you said you were nervous.
Yeah, but not. Look.
Yeah.
Here's how you know they at least think something. But then, in this way, I know they were wrong.
Yeah.
Because they had Florida State 10th.
Correct.
And everybody was telling me Florida State got no chance because they did everything through the transfer portal.
Yeah.
They have no recruits. So that being said, like, it just makes me raise an eyebrow to Michigan without really knowing what they've done. But I know they didn't do a lot of stuff with the transfer portal. So.
All right. So then I'm going to say Fresno State is going to cover the spread of 21.5.
Okay.
21.5, they're going to cover the spread. And I will say, I will declare, if I declare Michigan the winner, that does nothing because they're minus 1,800.
And why would you take...
Because it's a 21-point spread. They can win by 14. Michigan total points. Will they have... This is the final one, Leroy. And this is pretty even. Even money on both sides. Over is minus 120. Under is minus 110. Michigan total points at 33.5.
Michigan themselves?
Yeah.
Or what's the game?
The game is at 46.5.
So they're saying basically that Fresno State won't score 2 touchdowns.
That's what they're saying. I mean, the spread is at
20. So I'll go over Michigan 33.
Over Michigan? All right.
Yeah, because they're basically saying, you know.
Oh, I got profit boost available. What does that mean? Yeah. Oh, I'm going to be rich, Leroy. It's going to be great. Are you ready to hear what our 5-bet parlay comes out to?
First of all, I don't even know what it is. You named 17 games.
Yeah, I did. But I will refresh your memory. We have Miami, Florida covering the spread of minus 2.5.
Okay.
Easy, right? It seems fair.
That seems fair. It's a good bet.
Total points. For Miami versus Florida, I have 54.5 under.
Okay.
See? Like okay. That. We're logical so far. Two steps were logical. Last time we put together a parlay, it was pretty good. All right. This is where it gets a little crazy now. I know you don't like these. I got Miami as the first half winner. Come on, Leroy. Come on.
First of all, let me explain to you how this works.
Okay.
Just in sports.
Yeah.
Normally, the home team has that energy.
Yeah, I know.
Right? Okay. And they come out early.
Yeah.
So
no,
I would never bet first half nothing, and I would only bet second half if it was a live bet.
All right, I've removed that from our parlay. We now have a four-leg parlay. Not as fun, but you know what? It's fine.
Not as fun.
Fresno State versus Michigan. So we have the two that you agreed with, Miami, Florida.
Yeah.
You're totally fine with that one.
Yeah.
Two more before we go to break. Fresno State at Michigan. I got Fresno State covering the spread.
I don't like it.
You know, it's 21.
They might not score. They literally might not score.
But what about the transfer portal stuff you were saying?
Michigan didn't do it with transfer portal.
Oh, that's right. But what about the turnover you were saying?
A lot of turnover. Still Fresno State.
Yeah, no.
I mean, you can leave it.
All right, but if that's the one that doesn't go through, then we can all just agree that it's Tobin's fault. Now, Michigan total points. This is last one. It's a four-leg parlay, Leroy.
Take my name off of it.
Come on! Okay, fine, fine. No, I'll take it. Please, please. So
switch it to Michigan.
All right. Michigan is going to cover the spread. That's for sure. That's what we're adding to this?
Yeah.
All right, cool. And then now I'm going to take that last one out. What do you think of the other one that we put, though? The over 33.5 total points for Michigan.
Yes. Because you do understand that if you do over 33.5, right? The chances of, like, now you're saying that in order to win, Fresno State got to score two touchdowns.
All right, so Michigan to cover the spread and Michigan to be over 33.5 points, that adds value. Yeah. That adds value. So I'm back on
board. You're not doing
this. Oh, this is boring, dude.
How much?
Oh, I'm never. This is disgusting. $10 only gets me $72. You know what? I want to go ahead and apologize.
So add Georgia.
Wasting every time. Georgia! Wasting everybody's time. I need something to move the needle, Leroy. We got to move the needle, dude. We got to move the needle. All right, I'm going Georgia.
Add Georgia.
But, like, aren't they Georgia? Like, Georgia is Georgia. Oh, but it's versus Clemson. That's pretty good. Okay. Clemson as the winner? No, I need value, though, Leroy. I need value.
Like, boy.
Well, what about
so you like a guy who hit 20 home runs but bat 200?
Yeah, but those home runs.
And I'm batting 330 with only one home run.
I know, boring, dude. You think I want that guy? That's great. Good baseball for the purist. Not going to put butts in seats, Leroy.
But winning.
Yeah, winning schminning. I'm trying to be Stanton on the Marlins, you know? I'm not trying to be a Arias.
You ain't gonna be Stanton on the Marlins. He could be out.
All right, we need to add one more. We're up against it. We're past it, actually. But I need to add some value to this damn thing. So I'm gonna pick, this is getting crazy. Over under 48.5 points. What do you think, Leroy?
With who?
Georgia. Under 48.5 is -110. And then for Clemson, over 48.5. This is crazy. This is total.
Well, let's talk about it when you get back.
Oh, you know what? We got that and much more when we come back on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.